Infinite hypocrite. Page break. You became what you hate. Gushing plate, you became overweight. There's no debate. A falling down eight. You create your fate by what you ate. No need to wait to unload freight. You open the gate, even increase the rate. You shoot it straight, changing your state. Now drunk driving down the interstate. Mad you bait. Look to inflate others' emotions because you're irate. Slow your gait and open this crate. You conjugate, elate, and berate. Disfigure encouragement to another trait. Wait, you can't relate? Need me to restate? First person only you dictate? I'll await and try to negate. Just keep thinking you're so great. An eight passive-aggressive, always humility conflating with fake news updates. On and on you prate. Narrating reshaped ways to try and escape the stuck toothpaste, embracing the grate of your sink mind. So faint you can't taste the taint. So acquainted with leaven it's a baked-in disgrace. Always connotating you're a saint. The jester of Yates instead of in the young queen's estate. It's getting late. End-time dates coming in haste. Continuing to desecrate with gold lace and draping in purple those of misplaced faith. And using differing weights to reshape rate. Just try and sedate the inflating thought of you being Chase. An overrated, pernicious lie that predates you. Sometimes my heart aches, watching these inverse truths play out without restraint, encasing young minds in strongholds braced with tape, not realizing they're walking the broad straight, first place and leading in the destruction race. Yes, I love the foretaste, but sometimes I just can't seem to wait till the man himself comes to reinstate a kingdom filled with grace, lifting the debased, effacing the last enemy death caked on to those who willingly paint their defaced face. Snaking and tracing a fake moral outrage up their neck to their high hair put up in plates. Hiding dandruff flakes. Remember the date. And if you have it, keep the faith, not letting it abate. Connate and walk with God. For like Enoch, he might you translate.